When a teenager gets pregnant, it becomes a family affair. TLC's new series, Unexpected, explores the ups and downs of three pregnant teens who are all children of teen mothers themselves. Parents and grandparents must step in to help them through this huge life change. Don't miss the revealing new series, Unexpected, Sunday, November 12th at 10, 9 Central on TLC. Can't wait? Watch the early premiere now on TLC Go. Download the free app now.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dressed like a million bucks, buttons things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together,
everybody, y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. This one today, I want to share with you. It's for all of us. It's for all of us. And here it is. There is a solution to all of your problems and situations. There is a solution to all of your problems and situations. If you are feeling are you feeling desperate about something, anxious about it? Are you feeling uncertain about anything? Are you at a loss for words? Is your direction unclear? How about that? If you can't find your purpose, that's a good one. That stops a lot of people. If you don't know what your next move is, that's a good one. I don't care what it is. If the relationship you're in is all wrong and you don't know how to get out of it, it doesn't matter. There's a solution to all your problems and situations. And that solution, without trying to sound like I've been knowing this my whole life, because I haven't. That solution to all your problems, that way to make all your dreams come true, the way around a lot of this, and the weakness that you feel at times, is prayer. Prayer, a connection with your Creator. Could that be the thing that's missing in your life? I'm just asking, because whenever I get a little bit off track, all I got to do is think just a moment. Steve, have you been praying, man? Have you been connecting with your Creator? I know you're busy, man. I know you're busy. And I know at the end of the day, you're done. And sometimes crawling into bed is all you can manage to do. I've said this. It happened to me last night. Again, I did all of this. But when I look and when I see things not moving, or I don't feel like things are going in the right direction, or I have a sense of being stagnant, all I got to do is retrace it. Because I'm working. There's no doubt about that I'm working. But am I staying connected? Am I using that weapon that's available to all of us? Am I praying? And the answer is usually no. And so I know, okay, man, I'm getting off track here. Because, see, let me tell you something, man. The reason I constantly talk to God is because life constantly changes. People who said they was going to do something for you one day have changed their mind the next. Somebody you thought was going to show up that day, called in late, had an accident, and couldn't make it. That changes the parameters of everything. The meeting you had set up that had to be canceled because somebody was ill, that changes the parameters, the time frame of everything, because it's all connected. So if I don't stay in constant prayer and stay connected to the Creator, when these things happen, I've not put in my bid. I've not talked to him about how to handle it, or I'm just not aware of it and what to do next. And the next thing you know, it becomes a little stagnant. That has happened to me. I got to get back. Because prayer is the solution to all of my problems and situations. I have found that to be the case. Now, the only reason I'm telling it to you is because I know if you anything like me / human being, then there are times that you feel anxious. There's moments of desperation. You have moments of uncertainty. There are times when you feel like you've lost your way, or your direction is unclear, or your purpose is a little blurred. You're not sure anymore. Or you don't know what your next move is, or the relationship you in, or the relationships you dabbling in, they just all wrong for you. Man, there is a solution to all your problems and situations, and it's prayer. If you're suffering from any of the things I just listed, or any other thing you could think of, just check your prayer. What has your prayer been lately about it? And this is for everybody. I often find when I get that disconnection, man, my prayer done slipped off. I start feeling a little bit less, so I got to jump back on it. I'm just offering you a solution to it, man. And I'm giving you a solution that works 1,000% for sure. See, I ain't guessing at this one. I'm telling you what has happened in my life, how I did it, and it'll do for you. God is filled with mercy and grace. He knows we all messed up. He knows all of us have done some jacked up things that don't nobody know about. He know all about our past, man. He know all of that. But he is so full of grace and mercy, so full of 55th chances. But you know the thing about your life, though, and the thing I had to come to terms with, and the reason I don't let my past bury me, the reason I don't let my past define me, is because my past, I found out, were just the ingredients needed for me to make this cake I'm eating now. My past is just my ingredients. See, you don't get rid of your past. They ain't going nowhere. They are the ingredients. But when you put them with something else, they look better. They taste better. It is better. All of our past are just the ingredients that have become the cake we eating now. Now, if you don't like the way your cake tastes, then you got to start putting some other ingredients in there. Just because you started off and your cake was messed up don't mean you can't straighten out the flavor of your cake. You got to put some different ingredients in there. So let's say your cake is trifling tasted. It's bitter. Your cake is bitter. Well, you got to dilute the bitterness. You got to put some more goodness in there. So you got to put some goodness ingredients to take away the taste of the bitterness. So you got to put some different ingredients in there. You got to start living your life a little more kindly, a little more thoughtful, a little more sharing, a little more caring. And then after a while, man, those new ingredients combined with that bitter, it starts overshadowing the bitter taste because the bitter taste is further behind you now. See, something that happened to you 12, 15, 30, 25, 16 years ago ain't got to be the flavor that's in your mouth now unless you let it be. It's the ingredients, man. If you sick of the way your cake tastes, then change your ingredients. Put something else in your cake mix so you can get a better taste. And if you don't like the way your life tastes, pray. Prayer changes things. I'm telling you, I've been hearing my mama say it for years. Boy, prayer changes things. Do you hear me? Prayer changes things. Don't, my mama, you say it to me all the time. I say it to my TV audiences when they come see me on the talk show. Before I walk off stage, I tell them these words my mother said. I said, my mother used to always tell me this, and it's bailed me out, and it might do the same thing for you. I say, whenever I get in trouble, I hear her words. She says, son, don't forget to pray. Don't be ashamed to pray, and don't be too proud to pray, because prayer changes things. And you better believe something, it 100% show do.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all around the world, may I have your attention, please? You know why I need it? Because you're listening right now to the baddest morning show in the land.
Yes,
Earth
sir.
And ocean. Ain't nothing but underwater, out of space.
Championship team, baby. Yeah.
Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning, Steve. Happy Friday. Woo!
Carla.
Yes, good morning.
Happy Friday.
Junior.
Morning, up.
You was on it.
I was on it, boy. I'm sorry.
That's right. He excited.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
He's always excited.
Jay Anthony Brown.
Why we gotta be here today? Why can't we be off sometime on a Friday?
What are you doing?
Who are you?
What are you doing?
I gotta work every Friday. Why?
What are you doing?
Why?
Jay, what are you doing?
Why would you just let me have an off day, Steve?
Yeah. Jay, what are you doing?
Every Friday Jay. I'm working. What?
Back
Jay,
off the mic.
What are you doing?
I'm crying. That's what I'm doing.
Jay. Jay, why are you crying?
Because I shouldn't be here. I should be home.
Jay, what? Where did you get this crying from?
I see somebody do it on the video.
Tell him, back off the mic a little bit, Jay.
He's just a little loud.
Stupid.
You saw somebody on the gram?
I saw somebody on the gram doing it, and he was walking around the house crying. And I thought I'd tried.
What a show is ignorant. We just got here.
Snorting and stuff.
Blowing bubbles out your nose.
I'm blowing bubbles out my nose.
Help him, Steve.
I just want my Friday off. Oh, you think I can call Jada and Will and ask them, could
boy,
I have Friday off?
Boy, if you don't shut up.
Jay.
Boy, if you don't shut up.
Let him go, dog. Let him go. He come from a place that he didn't get to do that. Let him go, dog.
He just don't care.
Jay, Anthony
what?
Brown.
I'm pulling up.
If you don't stop.
But really, first of all, good morning. But what dollar amount can you call Jada then? Was there a certain dollar that you can actually reach out to?
You can't ask rich people for no money. That's the first rule of all my rich friends, I can tell you. Don't ask them for money at all.
That's not true, Steve.
No,
can
no,
we have
not,
some money?
And not
Steve,
on Instagram.
On, Steve, can we have
not
some money?
Not on Instagram, you can't do
that's
it.
That's not true.
No,
Steve
you can't
is generous.
Do it on Instagram.
Steve,
no,
can we have some
can.
Money?
You cannot do it on Instagram or on app.
We don't ask him.
So that means we never correct. Ask him. I've never asked him.
You can't
him
do
for
it on Instagram. You can't do it on air. You can't put us on Front Street.
Uh-uh.
Plus, the hard thing about asking people for money yeah. who have money is everybody do it.
Yeah, yeah. You think you're mm-hmm. the only one? Come on.
And we go, damn, dog. You too now? Hold mm-hmm. up, man. Come on, man. We boys. So you have to make that phone call in private. and it must remain private.
And Steve,
because
you,
what they can't do is publicly say they gave you anything.
Yeah.
Because now it opens up the floodgates.
For everyone.
He got other people that they want to give
everyone.
Money to.
All right, coming up next, something funny, guys. And this is about what Americans will spend on Thanksgiving this year. You'll be surprised.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, this is according to a new survey, guys. The average American will spend about $165 and some change on Thanksgiving dinner this year.
That's it?
Uh-huh. Overall.
That sounds low.
Yeah, that sounds
per person.
Yeah, that sounds really low.
Per person?
That sounds like perfect. That's average.
Yeah, they average it out. Yeah, the high and the low, and they average it. Overall,
spending $20.
Overall, $2.98 billion. That's almost $3 billion. Will be spent in the U.S. on Thanksgiving dinner, with 52 million turkeys expected to be consumed.
Damn,
52.
How many?
Where are these turkeys at?
52 million turkeys expected to be consumed.
Dog, them turkeys right now, so nervous.
Are they nervous?
They packed up, face up against that cage.
Really, Jay?
No, nobody have a set date with turkey.
Turkey know when he get here.
He know. Your ass got 10 years. Oh, I'll be out.
He know once Halloween turn, it's a wrap.
I think.
You think what, Steve?
A turkey does have an expiration.
An expiration date?
Yeah, as soon as they get here.
As soon as they get here, right?
Yeah, he already know going in.
Man.
What's the average?
What's the lifespan of a turkey, right?
Yeah.
About a year.
I don't know.
Probably about a year.
But they get
no, I don't think it's that long.
But don't you feel badly talking about it right now, but you don't at Thanksgiving
when it's cooked?
I don't feel bad talking about it right now.
Yeah, like I got a friend that's a turkey. I don't have a friend that's a turkey. Don't really care. I'm not friends with turkeys. I have
nobody. They say that the average lifespan of a turkey is 10 years.
10 years.
Really?
But that's probably a wild turkey.
We eating turkeys that are 10 years old?
But they get all their life lessons real
fast. No, that's a wild turkey,
though.
Oh,
that's a wild turkey. Okay.
So like a turkey got to know his
like
dad.
Like a butterball. What's the age of a butterball turkey?
They got young
How do you know? Is the butterball
I think about
family?
A year and a half.
About a year and a half?
You know, they inject them pretty good.
Yeah, they fatten them up.
Yeah, they be swole. They be just big-ass babies.
With butter.
Yeah.
With butter.
He all swole up.
So I do have some ways that people can save money on their Thanksgiving meal. And, you know, of course, guys, jump in here. So, like, if you're hosting the dinner, if the dinner's at your house, you want to save money, make it a potluck, they're saying. So all the expenses don't fall on you.
Not a good idea, Jim. You covered that last year.
Yes.
That is not a good idea, Shirley. We disagree with potluck. Somebody always got something in the pot that ain't lucky to nobody but them.
Yeah.
It's that pot you look in and go, what the hell is this?
And it's always full at the end
of
the night.
That's my ham hock lima bean casserole.
What you say, Tommy? It's always full to the
It's
top.
Always full at the end of the night. Why doesn't that person see that nobody ate that?
We don't
hey, man,
eat green
up the
bean
street,
casserole.
My boy's aunt Fanny, every year sent to our house.
Uh-huh.
Now, imagine a casserole dish, the ones you call like Corning casserole dish, round.
Yeah.
Right, throwback.
Picture. Yeah. It full of lima beans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to the brim.
Picture in potatoes.
Yeah.
Whole boiled potatoes split right in half.
Whole boiled potatoes?
Whole boiled potatoes split in half.
Uh-huh.
Now line them up around the outside of the casserole dish, look like a fence made out of teeth. And then put a ham hock in the middle of the lima beans. She sent that down every year.
And it stayed there every year.
That was
it.
Her
it just
famous
like that,
lima bean casserole.
Wow.
And who eats lima beans with potatoes? And the potatoes are split in half.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
And she lines the flat side up on the middle.
Like a fence.
You know, the flat side of where you cut the potato, that's facing the middle.
Wow.
So the outside look like teeth.
Teeth on the outside.
And then a ham hock in the middle. She sent that down to our house every year.
Oh, my God.
My daddy.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to go up there because my mama kept stopping. My dad was so mad. But who the hell she think we are?
Yeah.
Why she think we finna eat this? We can cook down here.
But she think we finna eat it.
Oh, dog, he was so mad at her, man.
Yeah, is Thanksgiving casserole day? Is that when everybody think they're supposed to bring
casserole? Well, you got some people that think
it's just easy.
People like casserole.
But we don't do casserole.
We don't do it.
Why is people?
Well, let me ask the cute person on the show, Tommy. What is
not
the
us.
Dish?
Not Carl and I.
Hell no.
Tommy fine. He said he finer than y'all.
Oh no.
In his mind, he finer than y'all.
Tommy's cuter than us.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's made that clear. Oh yeah.
I didn't say nothing about y'all ladies. Y'all know I ain't say that.
Hey, hold on. Y'all don't hear him arguing about this dude.
He
over there just blushing. Yeah. Thank you, Unc. Wow. Thank you for recognizing.
What is your question, man?
What is the dish that you famous for making on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
With your kids?
Oh, it's definitely fried turkey. And macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm. What's yours, Steve?
Mine is just yams. I don't make nothing else at Thanksgiving. And my mother-in-law done took over that, so I don't even do that no more.
Yeah. What's yours, Junior?
Swallowing.
Well, see, you know, you in
LA. I show up for swallowing.
Let me just tell you something. You in L.A., you can't be saying that a lot, okay? Now that was fine when you was in Chicago, but you don't go around telling people you like to swallow.
For Thanksgiving, I do
but
show
you
up.
You didn't say that. You didn't say
that.
You said,
what's your dish you famous
you
for?
You just say swallowing. You don't put that out there like that. I'm just telling you.
Wow, Jay. Real? You going to do me like that?
He trying to save you.
Okay. No. The question was.
Some of your jokes is going to have to be regional.
I don't cook nothing.
Carla, what's your favorite dish?
Thank you.
Mac and cheese. To make, but I love my mother-in-law's oyster dressing. She can make some dressing, my mother-in-law. Oyster. And then my father-in-law, the gumbo.
Can I say it goes.
Yeah, what?
I can't eat it anymore. But
what? You can't eat what anymore?
See what I'm saying? See, you can't say nothing, right?
You can't. You got to watch what you say. We're in L.A. now.
Fried chicken, put it in a paper bag and shake it up with the flour in it. That's how you fry chicken. Put it in that bag and shake it.
Yeah. You can't eat that no more?
No, I can't eat fried
chicken.
You
can't do what?
Fried chicken.
Oh, okay, because you gave up meat.
No, because I'm a diabetic. I shouldn't be eating fried food.
Diabetics can't eat chicken.
I didn't know
that. Like Boomerang do. Boomerang, for his birthday, went to Luby's and got a big hunk of pink cake. He ate it in the parking lot of the emergency room.
So you're just not going to ask me, huh?
Should we? No, we already know not to ask you. Matter of fact, we'll be back. Talk to you. You get your own break.
And the nephews run that prank back, too.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with our national news and our headlines. And it's also time for the nephews run that prank back.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Wiggins!
Mr. Wiggins!
Mr. Wiggins! When I sing it, I sing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I heard, I saw that.
Wow, I gotta start singing the W's. Here it is, run it. Mr. Wiggins!
Just say it.
Wiggins.
That's tough.
Let's see what you say, dude.
Just run the prank. Run the prank.
It's tough.
Hello?
Hello, hi. My name is George. I'm with Green Lawn Services. We came out and cut your yard yesterday, and we're trying to make sure that you liked everything thoroughly. We cut the front, the back. We also did your hedges. Put some mulch in the flower beds, the weed eating in the whole nine yards. And we also left an invoice on your doorstep. Want to make sure you got that as well.
Y'all the cut my yard? Man, I walked all around, man. It looked good, but I was trying to figure out who the hell cut it.
Sir, yeah, we cut it as of yesterday. You were actually on our schedule, and we did everything thoroughly. I'm actually just calling as a follow-up.
How the hell I get on your schedule, Doc?
Sir, are you Mr. Malone at 50 Zimmerman?
Hell no, man. I'm Wiggins from 50, man. You cut the wrong house. That's next door, man. Yeah. So I guess you need to put your invoice on their door, partner.
Sir, you're not Mr. Malone at 50 Zimmerman?
Say, man, I just told you I'm 53 and I'm Mr. Wiggins. You done cut the wrong door. Y'all need to go to Mr. Malone's house and get your money because you ain't cut the deal. You got the wrong house.
No, sir.
I know y'all coming over here trying to collect no money.
Well, sir, hold on just a second here. You're saying we didn't.
You done cut the wrong yard.
Sir,
I ain't on no schedule. I ain't tell you come over here and cut. And you go over there and talk to Malone, get your money. You can't. Ain't
sir, there's no way we can charge Mr. Malone if we haven't cut his yard. Now, let's just
then
back.
You need to take your over there and cut Mr. Malone's yard and put that invoice in his yard. You ain't cut hip hop.
And sir, I understand.
Thing at this now.
Sir,
y'all
listen.
Y'all done cut the wrong yard. You go cut the right yard and get the right that envelope. You ain't got this. You ain't getting thing at this house.
Okay, sir. I say yeah. This now.
I didn't call no body to come cut over here. You go to that house and cut his right and get him the invoice. You ain't get here, partner.
I understand that, sir. Listen, what I want to say is, we'll go over and we'll take care of Mr. Malone's yard. I understand that we've made a mistake, but I understood you say that you did like the services. So wouldn't it be even right for you to actually go ahead and send the invoice in along with a check since you did like the services?
Well, evidently, it seemed like your is retarded, because didn't I just tell you, you cut the wrong yard, you go over there and cut the right yard and get your money. You ain't got nothing but practice here. You done a good job.
I understand that we cut the wrong yard, sir. I understand that. But you got the services and you like the services. I don't want to have to come out there and get the money from you.
Well, come on if you're coming. Come on if you're coming. I got something for you. Come on over here and get your money.
But you said you like.
I wouldn't give a if I said the moon was green. You cut the wrong yard, you go get your money from the right. You ain't getting here.
Sir,
come on,
you...
I got something for you. You come on over here. You see what you get.
Sir,
y'all done cut the wrong yard. You trying to get my money. You ain't getting here. Now, you go get your from the right. You're either right next door. Go cut that and leave that paper over there.
I'm coming over there.
You want me to start some I start some ain't finna come right here and do no and be charging me no money now. Yeah, I got more heat than hell. Get your money. If you want to come get it.
You got your yard cut, and we deserve to get our money back. Now,
you deserve to get your whoop. You come around here trying to get some money. Now, I told you don't cut the wrong yard. Now,
and I'm going to tell you, don't make me whoop your behind this yard.
You come on then. You come bring your tongue.
I will whoop your behind in the front yard that just got cut.
You bring your mama and your papa, and you come try to get this money. I'll put some
don't you? I got one more thing to tell you. Is you listening?
It's, I don't want to hear. Now you come stand up some. Now you cut the wrong.
I've got one more thing to tell you. Is you listening, Mr. Wiggins?
I'm listening.
Look, this is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked. Hello.
What? I know good and well.
You
I sit there and listen to this every morning, and y'all around got my.
Look at him. Your boy Gary just pranked you, man.
Oh,
hey.
We laughing now, but I'm going to whoop Gary.
Let me ask you something, though, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That is baby home run hitter, Mr. Wiggins.
Mr. Huh? Wiggins.
Is Mr. Who?
You cut the wrong yard. What you talking about?
Who is it?
Yeah, he's serious about the yard, though.
Hey, let me say this, and then Uncle Steve can get on Shirley. Jacksonville, Duval, tonight, Duval. Mama's boy, baby. Mama's boy, right here in Jacksonville. I'm already in Jacksonville, so the nephew is here. Y'all getting ready for an incredible show. Mama's boy, me, Robin Givens, Johnny Gill. The list goes on and on. Get your tickets. They on sale right now. You don't want to miss it. They talking about it all over the country. How that nephew is clowning out there. Yes, they are.
How's Robin doing? Get...
Is she doing good?
I've never seen anybody promote a play. Tommy, can I ask you a question?
Sure, sir.
This is serious because I haven't seen the play. Ladies, have you all seen the play?
No, not yet, Steve. We're
not.
No,
he's supposed
we're
to be there
way.
Tonight.
Oh, is it tonight, Carl?
Oh, that's right. Sure uh-oh. Was. Well, they're not coming, Tommy, so here no. we go. And I told you they was not coming.
He didn't say that.
Did I not say that?
He told him
so
he
went, this is the night right. of Duval. They ain't here at all.
Okay. You not y'all at all.
Now, Tommy, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
In the play, okay. Who has the largest role in the play?
A young man named Priest Tahir. He's the guy that actually wrote the play. He's the lead in the play.
Okay. So why is when you promoting it, it don't sound like nobody in the damn play but you? You're the first time you done mentioned this dude. Have y'all heard this dude?
Heard. No. I didn't know his name. No. Didn't know him.
Surely
what's his name
his
again,
name.
Tommy?
Priest Tahir.
I don't know Priest Tahir.
No, we've never heard of him.
We never heard of him.
Right.
I've well, been see, wondering.
Let me
I kept thinking,
this.
Is Tommy mama and boy?
And then
let me say this.
Occasionally.
Had I said, Priest Tahir, blah, blah, blah. You know what you'd have came back and said? Don't nobody know him.
Yeah.
Hell is you saying his name for? Say a name somebody know around here. Say Robin Gibbons. Say Johnny Gill. Say your own damn name. What the hell is you saying another name we don't know nothing about?
Ooh.
Hello.
Nailed it.
Hey, Tommy.
That's
probably what you're saying. Probably true.
Yeah, it is.
But the way you sell it,
that you selling the play as yours, is what. And I've now discovered that there's a Prince Tyreek involved.
What?
What'd you say his name was?
I said Prince Tyreek. You just said Prince Tyreek.
I thought Steve nailed it.
Say it again. What's his name?
Come Prince on. Tyreek. What did you say?
Prince is a sheik. What did he say? I don't know.
Prince Tyreek. What is the man's name?
Priest Tahir.
Priest Tahir.
Somebody pierced your tires? What happened?
All right, we got to go. Coming up, we'll have today's national news with Miss Ann.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Veterans Day is tomorrow, guys.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah, we are observing this holiday all this weekend. Carla, of course, your husband Tosh is a veteran.
Yes, he is. And my husband served in the Army. So, yes, happy Veterans Day, baby. Love you.
Thank you, guys. I went to Vietnam twice, 2 tours of duty.
Oh, did you?
Did you?
He a damn lie. His
are
ass,
you lying,
and dude? He was with me.
What?
What, well, on
you
tour?
You went to Vietnam, what?
Twice.
I didn't know that, Jay.
A lot of people
ain't been in no damn Vietnam.
He was
doing comedy.
I don't talk about
the
it.
The war was over.
But he you think
oh,
he
you
would
what
say
I did.
That, Steve?
He did what
and
I
not,
did.
And not much. Really have done it? You think he would just lie like
lie
that?
Lie about
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
On
yeah,
this
yeah,
day?
Lie
about that.
He's our very own Donald Trump.
Fake news
and ain't go far.
Well, anyway, this is the holiday that we recognize and honor all past and present
Shouts
military.
Out.
Yes, sir. That deserves a round of applause.
Yes, it does.
Right?
Yes,
my brother-in-law, James House, my buddy, my best friend, Smoke. They went to Nam.
So today we're going to honor all of those men and women for their patriotism and their willingness to serve, put their lives on the line, sacrifice for the common good of our country.
And there George over... Wallace's mama, World War II, she was a tank. We salute you.
There are over 20 million veterans living in the United States, and this holiday is for them. Thank you so much for your service.
His mama was a tank
Jay.
In World War II.
No. really? Really? Okay, Tommy, you have your foundation, Miles of Giving.
Miles of Giving, that's right. We give back to wounded veterans this December 14th, Thursday night in Houston, House of Blues. It's going down as Miles of Giving presents a Christmas holiday celebration for the heroes. I give back to a wounded veteran every month, and I got a lot of vets coming out, and the one and only Johnny Gill is going to be my entertainment that night at the House of
All
Blues.
Right. Oh,
December
14th.
All
right. Awesome, man. Tommy.
Tommy, that's
Tommy
fantastic.
Putting on his first
How
gala,
much
y'all.
The tickets,
Lord,
Tommy?
How much are the tickets?
Can I get a ticket?
Yes. I will send you all straight
now,
to
Now, how much are the tickets, really?
$50.
I'm going to buy a ticket.
Buy a ticket for me. All you
how
guys
much?
Can be... Yeah. All you guys can sponsor. I said $50, Jay.
I want to buy 2 tickets and you give them to somebody there.
I love
maybe
it.
A,
yeah, so...
Awesome. Jay.
How do you get
but
tickets,
now
Tommy?
My title sponsor don't know he my title sponsor yet.
The one that's real quiet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's why I'm quiet. But I'm going to tell him later he my title sponsor. Whoo, could Johnny calls. God, dog, I need some help.
Who?
So how do we get the tickets and all?
Wait, title sponsor just woke up.
Wait a minute. I wasn't paying attention. Who, title sponsor for what?
Tommy's Christmas event.
You didn't hear any of that? His Miles of Giving
Blues.
Foundation?
Yeah.
Tell him again, Tommy.
Okay, here
how
we go
you throw
Steve.
Some of a month out?
So, It's, no.
That's not the point, Steve. That? The point is you're the title sponsor.
You're the title sponsor.
Do your part on.
No, as a title sponsor, that's my first question. Who's going to be there to know I'm the title sponsor?
I take pictures for you and see. Your name will be everywhere. Don't worry about it.
You always take pictures. And stop sending me selfies, man. That's another thing, Tommy, I want to talk to you about.
What did I just say?
Tommy, I just want
right
to talk
now,
to you about
right now we've
been
this. To have this discussion?
No, I think we should. 30 seconds. Tommy, stop yes. thinking you attractive. Listen to me. Take a selfie and stare at it.
Why do my
and you'll stop sending this stuff out, man, like you cute.
But why do
I don't like when you give me selfies, man. You don't know how to do them. You got the right angle to take it from. You need to buy that thing to go around your camera with the
selfie
lights
stick.
On it.
Selfie stick.
Because you got to back your camera up, man. Your face be too close in your selfies.
Like we get all of them, don't we?
Wait a minute.
Your head look huge, man. Your head look like a Volkswagen.
All right, Steve. We got to go. We'll come back to the Miles of Giving Foundation. Steve, take us to Miss Ann, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here, our very own voice of reason, understanding, and facts, the very talented Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning, everybody out there. This is Ann Tripp with the news. In Baltimore, a disciplinary panel has found unanimously that the police officer who was driving that van transporting Freddie Gray is not guilty of any administrative charges related to Gray's death. The three-member panel found that Officer Caesar Goodson, who, by the way, is also black, did not violate any departmental policies the day Freddie Gray was fatally injured, so he gets to keep his job. Officer Goodson was accused by the Baltimore Police Department of charges for not buckling Gray into a seatbelt. They charged him with failing to get him medical attention and for lying about the chain of events. Nevertheless, the disciplinary panel, by the way, unanimously said he didn't do anything wrong. In Washington, five Capitol policemen were given medals of honor yesterday for their quick actions, actions that saved the lives of lawmakers when a gunman opened fire during a bipartisan baseball practice back in June. House Republican Whip Steve Scalise was seriously injured along with four other people. Congressman Scalise says the officers prevented a deadly attack like the recent ones in Las Vegas and in Sutherland Springs, Texas. A jury in Long Island has convicted the brother of Nicki Minaj of child sex assault. 38-year-old Jelani Mirage faces life in prison for repeatedly raping an 11-year-old girl in his home on Long Island a few years back. The victim is now 14 and she testified against him. Four NCAA Division I basketball coaches have been indicted in one of the biggest corruption scandals ever to hit college sports. The charges pretty much mirror the ones brought in October, alleging top division NCAA coaches were receiving kickbacks from agents and financial advisors and stuff like that for steering their players to them for lucrative deals. AT&T wants to merge with Time Warner in an $85 billion deal, but according to CNBC, the Trump administration's Justice Department is demanding that AT&T sell off Turner Broadcasting. That includes CNN if they want to get needed government approval. And the CEO and chairman of AT&T says he is not going to be selling off CNN. He has no intention of doing so. You know, President Trump has repeatedly criticized CNN via Twitter anytime he didn't like its reporting about him, calling its reports fake news. Well, today, finally, is National Vanilla Cupcake Day, National Day, and National Total Denial Day.
I didn't do it, I tell you. Okay, I was framed, see? Yeah, I'm innocent. I want to see the DA. I can't do this to me, see?
Eugene the Butterfly, 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, please introduce Jay, then Jay, of course, you introduce
Jay Anthony Brown.
Do you know the butterfly? Because I do.
Eugene.
Thank you. Wow. Very good. Thank you.
Let's do it again.
Do you know the butterfly like I do?
Oh, here we go. Jay Anthony Brown.
Do you know the butterfly like I do?
Eugene.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay, let's see if we can do it quicker. Jay Anthony Brown.
Do you know the butterfly like I do?
Eugene. Okay.
Good morning, everyone.
We can speed it up. We can make that faster.
Here we go.
Wait.
Jay Anthony Brown.
Do you know the butterfly like I do?
Eugene.
You guys are taking up his time.
I think we can increase that speed.
All right, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Jay Anthony
Brown. You know what I do?
Eugene.
Good morning.
I missed it.
A little bit, man.
I need to be right there.
All right, here we go. Let's go again.
We'll work on it later.
Jay Anthony
Brown. You know what I do?
Eugene.
Good morning.
That was
still
a little bit.
All right, let me get it.
Here we go. All right, here we go. Jay Anthony Brown. Eugene. Boy, that was tight. That was tight right there.
Okay, very good. Thank you all. Good morning, everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Charlie, Jr., Jay Anthony Brown.
Good morning, butterfly. Flap on.
Good morning, Eugene.
Flutter.
Hey, Carla. Hey, Shirley.
Hey, darling.
Hey, Tommy.
What's up, man?
Hey, Jay Anthony.
Hey, what's up? Do you know what I do?
Eugene.
hurry. You're
Hello,
running
mister.
Out of time, butterfly.
Hello, mister. Okay, I just want to say Duval. Tonight is going down. Mama's boy. What was I trying to say? I forgot.
Starring
Eugene Antoine Ferguson. Robin, what, Robin Givens?
No.
Close.
Okay, Jackie Harry.
No.
Close.
Shirley Murdoch.
No, sir.
Lil G from Silk.
Close.
Who is your camera? Oh, Nephew Tommy.
Nuh-uh.
Nope.
Okay, so who are we missing?
Ladies and gentlemen, the star of Little Boys.
It's Mama's Boy.
Mama's Boy.
Mama Boy.
That was an accident. Okay, that was an accident.
You killed the man, Flight.
Tommy, I just hit you and short ass Johnny in my head, and I just saw some little boy. I'm sorry.
It's Mama's Boy, dog.
I'm sorry. It is Mama's Boy.
I know you're here to see Mama's Boy, but we've switched place. Tonight you'll be seeing Little Boy. Enjoy yourself.
With a bunch of little people.
Anyway, it's tonight. We're
little
in Dubai.
Little G,
we're...
little Johnny, little Tommy.
Starring Prince Tariq.
It's not Prince Tariq.
Would
Prince...
you all let him promote
little
his
Prince
play?
Little Prince Tyre.
It's a bunch of little people to play, though.
Little Anthony.
little Melvin.
Little Stevie Wonder.
It's Mama's Boy in Jacksonville, Florida, Dubai. Tickets
little
available
Tommy.
All Ticketmaster. What?
Little Johnny Appleseed.
It's not no Little Johnny.
Little Red Riding Hood.
I don't
Three
like
Little
that.
Piggies.
We apologize for the switching of the play.
All right, we got to go. Coming up next, J. Anthony Brown will murder another hit. 34 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Steve. J. Anthony Brown is here to murder another hit.
Ladies and gentlemen, here to murder the hits and kill friendships, J. Anthony Brown.
I'm not hurting anybody. Next week, I will have the Tyree song. I had it this week, but I feel I put some space in between it. I just want to say thanks to everybody who came out to Taco Tuesday last week. It was a great success. J-Spot Comedy Club,
all right,
5581 West Manchester Avenue, Los Angeles, California. This week,
top black acts in the country. Yes.
Junior, this week,
oh,
Tuesday.
It is this Tuesday, ain't it? Wait a minute. L.A., I'm going to be at the J-Spot.
Junior.
Oh, my God.
Junior, back off the mic just a little bit.
I'm sorry. I got excited.
You're excited,
sorry.
Yeah. You overmodulate when you
Shirley.
Do that.
I'm
yeah.
sorry. Ooh,
me and you going to switch mics because yeah. your voice already high as hell.
All right, he's going to be there.
So, I'm sorry, it's little boys at the J spot? What is it?
whoa.
Uh-oh, somebody a little touch.
Boom. Ping.
Yeah. A little touch about the little light.
Ping.
I see you fired a little shot over here. I see a little shot.
All right. I think it was a couple of days ago we were talking about fanny packs. And if you're in L.A., mm-hmm. they still exist. Yeah. So why not write a song about it for the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Here it is. Check it out.
Oh, he wear a fanny pack. I didn't know they still made those.
The fanny pack is back. Yeah. You may not think it's cool because it looks whack. Yeah. It holds your car keys right next to your snacks. Yeah. Some put too much in there, they overpack. Yeah. The pack is back again. Back in the day.
Say what?
You say,
go ahead
and laugh at me, it's here to stay.
Watch out there now.
Let me hit the chorus. Wear it in the front.
Go ahead, walk stumbling.
Turn it to the back.
Cause you ain't running.
You can wear it on the side.
Go ahead, walk stumbling.
Switch to the other side.
Cause you ain't running.
Put it around your neck.
Go ahead, walk stumbling.
Put it on your head.
Cause you ain't running.
Carry it in your hand.
Go ahead, walk stumbling.
Switch to the other hand.
Cause you ain't running.
Put it on your back.
Go ahead, walk stumbling.
Put two together.
Cause you ain't running.
If you real fat. You might need three straps, or you can wear it late at night, so you can hide your weed pipe, or you can wear it in the club, it's the thing the ladies love, wear it in the front, turn it to the back, you can wear it on the side.
Wow, Jay, you go in.
Murder them hits, boy.
Yes.
That was fire, Jay.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's
going. Tommy. Yeah.
Yeah, fanny packs are
back. Yeah, they're
though.
Back. They're.
I ain't got no fanny packs.
Tommy, where's the fanny pack? Oh,
dang it.
Yeah, they are back.
But they're back. They're a fashion statement right now. They are.
Mm-hmm. I think Gucci has some.
Yeah.
Gucci got a fanny pack?
Yes. They've been at them. They never went out with Gucci.
Mike, give me one, Junior.
I didn't know. Well, in L.A., you see them all the time because there's a lot of tourists. So they have them, man. Mm-hmm. Huge. Mm-hmm. When I worked for this other show, can't talk about it, television show. I can say Arsenio. I worked for Arsenio.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a guy that wanted a stagehand. His name was Bubba. Bubba weighed 400 pounds, really. He wanted to wear a fanny pack. What he did was he put two together. So he had one in the front and one in the back.
So it fit.
Because it didn't have a belt.
Yeah, yeah.
There wasn't a belt to fit him, so he put two of them together and put it around his waist. And there was snacks in both of them.
Pack. You got to keep your energy up.
You got to keep your energy up, man.
Walking around the park like that.
Can't find it back. It's back. Yeah, it is back. I guess you said it never left, so.
Yeah.
I wear mine when I work out. When I walk, I wear it. Not covered.
What do you put in?
Jay, have you all seen Jay lately? Jay's losing weight.
Man, yeah, we have. I told you he was losing. Yeah, because he was a vegan.
I noticed him.
He was a vegan. Yeah. But is he back eating chicken?
Nah, man.
No, I did. I came back, Steve.
Oh, okay.
I did.
That's cool. Ain't no problem.
Came back, and I'm telling you, I'm caught up from the chicken I missed.
Yeah.
I'm all caught up.
Oh, you stacked.
Dude.
Grilled, barbecue.
I've been eating chicken and meat the whole time. The whole time.
I'm so caught up on
my body responds extremely well to grass-fed organic certified beef.
It responds well.
It do. I feel better when I'm eating it.
Good. So you shrimp, chicken, fish, all of it, right?
Yeah, I ain't quit eating.
Coming up next, Nephew Tommy's prank phone call.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, get ready for today's Strawberry Letter. But right now, it's the nephew on deck again with his prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Your wife is having a black baby.
Oh, Lord. Man. Oh, Father God. Well,
if she's black, it's okay, right?
Wow. That's how you change a white man's baby.
Obviously. Wow.
Your wife having a black baby. I know.
Why is she having a black baby?
Tell you what, she's been not having it in Jacksonville. I'll tell you right now.
Duva. Here it is.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for a William.
This is Mr.
How you doing? Listen, my name is Simmons. I was, I don't know how to, oh, man. My wife and I evidently go to the same fertility specialist that you and your wife go to, Dr. Are you familiar with Dr.?
I'm familiar with Dr., but that's supposed to be confidential.
Yeah, I'm aware of that as well, sir. My wife is out on business right now. She's gone for, won't be back until Tuesday, but I got a call today, a very disturbing phone call, and wanted to, you know, I looked your number up. They did tell me what was going on, and kind of wanted to let you...
Somebody told you my number? You got my number from somebody?
No, I looked up your number. Here it is, in a nutshell. My wife and I, evidently, you and your wife have been going through the same type of problems of trying to get pregnant and so forth and so on. And from my understanding, your wife is, what, 4 or 5 months pregnant? I'm not sure.
Yeah, my wife is exactly 5 months pregnant, but I'm still confused on how you're getting in touch with me and what this has to do with me.
Well,
I mean, all that stuff that we've gone through is totally confidential, and I'm kind of offended that you're calling me.
I understand that. Well, what's happening is I got a phone call from the doctor's office today. It seems like there's been a huge mistake by the doctor's office. Evidently, your wife has been artificially inseminated with my seed, and I was...
What?
I mean, I'm just as disturbed as you are. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, me and my wife are, you know, my wife is 2 months pregnant, and finally...
How could they do something like that? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I
have no idea. All I know is that, you know, I hate to use the expression, but I'm your wife's baby's daddy. And
no, okay, wait a minute. That doesn't happen. No way.
Sir, I'm trying to make sure I bring the news to you and see if there's anything that we can do to. I mean, after being 5 months pregnant, it's kind of hard to rectify the problem. So
okay, and I don't want this to sound rude, and I don't want this to sound wrong. You said baby daddy. Are you black?
Yeah.
Black, and my wife is gonna have a black baby.
Well, yeah, your wife is gonna have a black baby. But what I want you to know is, I'm not paying no child support. That's
you're
what.
You're about child support, and my wife is having some other black dude's kid. Are you crazy?
No, I'm not.
Are you out of your mind?
No, I'm not out of my mind. I'm just saying, I didn't lay down and conceive a child with your wife, so I'm making sure I'm not finna be paying no child support.
Man, I'm not even worried about the child support. I'll pay the child support. I'm worried about some doctor making a huge mistake and oh my God.
Your wife is having...
My wife is going to have a black baby. I can't believe... This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And I can't believe you didn't even call my house.
What?
And give me this... doctor should give me this...
Well, don't you want it? It doesn't matter who gives you the news as long as you get the news. Now, what I want you to do is this. Please don't be giving the baby no white names and stuff.
White names. I can't believe... You're so... This is incredible. Incredible. Oh, my gosh. Oh... Call me on Sunday. Give me the. I'm ready to go crazy. This is crazy.
Okay, this is no reason to be violent, sir. You see what I'm saying? This is already
no reason to be violent. You're worried about me about paying child support and talking about your seed and your baby's daddy and all. Oh man, this is bringing the best out of me. I can promise you. Unbelievable, man.
Let me ask you something, sir. Do you think you may need anger management? I mean, you're not going
to.
You're not going to beat my child, are you?
Oh, man. You know how to push man's buttons. I can promise you, man. That's crazy. No, I ain't going to beat nobody's baby. That's crazy.
I don't want you being violent to me and your wife's baby.
Spin this thing around, huh? Man, where the f*** do you live, man? Who the f*** is this?
Okay.
Who the f*** is this? Because this is crazy.
Well, here's what I'm gonna ask you. Do you think you might want to be the godfather to the child?
to my own kid? No. Well, I guess it wouldn't be my kid.
It's me and your wife's child.
Don't you say that. That drives me even thinking about something like that.
It's
don't
me.
You talk about something like that.
But it's me and your wife's child.
No, it ain't you and my wife. It was a mistake. So don't you even talk like that, you crazy. I'll tear a hole in your head. Don't you talk like that.
Okay. You're going to tear a hole in whose head?
In your head, you crazy.
See, that? This,
follow me up.
This is the kind of thing I don't want my child around. This type of talk. This type of violence. See, you white folks get mad and want to kill everybody in the room. Won't you kill who you mad at? Why do y'all do that?
You. Who the this, man?
Can I say one more thing to you? Can I do that?
I don't know if I can take any more news from you, man. I'm jumped to the phone.
I got one more thing to say to you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna kill that. Oh, man. Oh, it took us so long trying to get pregnant. She's going to play a game like this. That's wrong. You got me, man. You freaking got me, man. Yeah, we listen to the Steve Harvey Radio Show all the time, man. That's awesome. You guys are great. Oh, man. I'm going to go find her and give her a big kiss. I'm going to do that for her. God.
All right, man. I got
you
one.
Son of a
I got one more question for you, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Radio Show in the Morning.
He got scared, didn't he?
Ooh.
Didn't he get scared?
Yeah, he was kind of quiet.
Did you feel that pressure throbbing?
Yeah.
Did you feel it?
That was a bit much, Tommy. Really.
Yeah, man.
What?
Nephew. You can't be talking about
people's baby and their wife. Yeah.
You have to go right to what they care about the most.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're the king.
But you
Tommy.
Know what to say to push their buttons to get people emotional.
Yeah.
That's all in the research. Got to find out what they passed.
Why is having a black baby? Well, we're going to call him Taylor. I'm hanging up. I'm not going to be on the phone. His name is going to be Taylor.
I don't care what color he is.
What color he is.
Duval tonight, Jacksonville, Florida. We are here. Mama's Boy, the hit stage play. Get your tickets. They on sale. Come check me and the cast out. I promise you, you are in for an outstanding performance tomorrow and Sunday. We are in Miami.
Now, your uncle just told you, but it's not just your play. Name some of the other people in it. Yeah. I just told you that.
When I say preach Tyre, then he's going to say something, and then we're going to go back and forth, and then Junior and Jay going to jump in, and then it's going to turn into the little boys play, and then it just changes, Shirley. So that's
okay, guys, y'all stay out of it. Go ahead. Come on, Tommy. Let's just do your thing. Ignore that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hit stage play, Mama's Boy, is going to be in Jacksonville, Florida tonight. You do not want to miss it. It's myself, Nephew Tommy, also the one and only Eugene Antoine Ferguson. Yes, Jack A. Harry, Shirley Murdoch. Oh, the beautiful Robin Givens, yes, and Johnny Gale singing the lights out. Lord have mercy. Lil G from Silk, you don't want to miss this boy. He is the truth. I promise you, this is about Mama's Boy. This is about a man who is still a Mama's Boy, and he don't realize it. Mama's Boy.
I wish I could talk that long about the J-Spot, but
You could talk that long about the Givens.
Did he mention Robin Givens?
He did. I mentioned Robin
You can't
Givens.
Hate after he does it.
I know.
I didn't hate on Taco Nacho 2, whatever it is. I ain't saying nothing about Nacho 2.
Did you say hate is what I do?
Is what I do.
All right, coming up in about an hour. Thank you, Nephew. Another episode of Bad Acting Theater. Chapmans. But up next, it's the Strawberry Letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
When a teenager gets pregnant, it becomes a family affair. TLC's new series, Unexpected, explores the ups and downs of three pregnant teens who are all children of teen mothers themselves. Parents and grandparents must step in to help them through this huge life change. Don't miss the revealing new series, Unexpected, Sunday, November 12th at 10, 9 Central on TLC. Can't wait? Watch the early premiere now on TLC Go. Download the free app now. Listen, before we get to today's crazy strawberry letter, and yes, this letter is really crazy, we want to say happy Veterans Day to all of the veterans out there, and thank you, thank you, thank you for your service.
Brave Digger.
Yes.
My brother-in-law.
That's right.
Cheryl Underwood. Cheryl Underwood was in the Air Force.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, she was. Thank you, right. Cheryl. Yeah.
Earthquake.
Yeah, Tosh.
Earthquake.
Quake.
Quake, yeah.
Quake,
yeah. So happy Veterans Day, and thank you again. And listen to this, though. I'm sure you guys have heard about this. Being a former leader of the free world isn't enough to get Barack Obama out of jury duty. Did you guys see President Obama showing up?
Oh, man, he was so cool when he showed up.
Yeah, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on? Don't get up.
Anyway, he showed up at a Cook County court in Chicago to report for jury duty. He arrived with his Secret Service detail and joined the rest of the prospective jury pool. He's not the first president called for jury duty after leaving the White House. Remember, George W. Bush was called back in 2015. Did. And Bill Clinton was also called to serve after he left office. Obama.
They won't call Trump, though, after he left. They will not be calling Trump.
You can't serve on your own trial.
He's going to be on trial, Junior.
Wow.
Anyway.
I can see it now.
You can't be in the jury by the and the defendant.
Judge Honor, I find me guilty.
Mr. Obama was, as you would expect, was dismissed by the judge without being called on to serve. Nothing says I'm a civilian again like getting a summons for jury service. This is true.
You know what I'd like to see him do, Shirley? This would be so cool. While Trump is speaking, just Obama just stick his head in the door. What? Oh, am I in the wrong room? Oh, I'm sorry.
But the press, though, would say, stay.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong room. Oh, my bad.
All right. Come on, nephew. Let's get to the letter.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
All right. Do I follow my fear or my heart is the subject. Dear Steve, I met a gentleman about 3 months ago, and we have been enjoying a platonic friendship. Lately, it's become apparent that we are feeling each other on a deeper level and have a strong physical attraction to each other. The other day, during a discussion about herbal supplements versus prescription drugs, he revealed that he has no choice but to take prescription drugs because he is HIV positive. My heart felt crushed. Do I put the brakes on this growing relationship and try to remain platonic friends, or do I follow my heart and take all of the necessary precautions if we become intimate? By the way, I have herpes but failed to tell him about that because Valtrex has ended my outbreaks. Thank you, Miss Coward.
Okay.
By the way, by the way,
I need prayer on
this. I'm really stunned. I'm just stunned by those words, Miss Cowart, and you know the sentiment behind them. Just a little too casual to me. I mean, you know, here it is. You found a gentleman, your words now, a gentleman who was open and honest enough to share with you his HIV status. I mean, that was clearly the time for you to tell him you had the herpes virus. He opened the door for you. You called him a gentleman. He opened the door. And it was at that point that, you know, you should have come clean. You both could have decided right then and there whether you wanted to move forward. You missed a real opportunity. A real chance for a moment here, for an honest moment with a man that, you know, you say you're feeling on a deeper level. You know, so your question, should you put the brakes on the relationship, that's really on you, you know, at this point. And him, when he finds out your situation, too. You know, why don't you just talk to him honestly and make a decision based on everything laid on the table, you know, based on all the information out there. Then if you both decide to go forward, you know, then go educate yourselves on HIV and herpes and, you know, how to deal with that in relationships. But not until you're totally, completely honest with him, like he was with you. Steve?
Oh, God. I get it. Oh, I need to have a moment of prayer before I answer this letter. My job as a stand-up comedian immediately sees other sides to this letter. It's not a laughing matter, though, and I have to get focused here.
It's a serious letter.
Oh, it's very serious. Yeah. But at the end, she threw this curveball.
The way it was written, yeah.
I met a gentleman 3 months ago, which confirms what I say with the 90-day rule. See, you met a gentleman 3 months ago. That's 90 days, folks. Mm-hmm. Then comes up to conversations about herbal supplements, and she finds out that he has no choice to take prescription drugs, and thank God he was honest as a man, and because he's HIV positive. Had she rushed into this thing and gone forward, she might not have known this information. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It
always leads back to slowing down and taking your time. It works out much better. First of all, I really honor this brother for being honest.
Absolutely.
Being a man about it. That is the way it should be dealt with. From all my understanding, that's the best way. Yeah, but let's talk about you, though, lady.
Miss Cowart.
Yeah. Shirley hit it dead on the head. That was a great opportunity right here for you to be honest. But you didn't do it. You took the low road. You just sat over there and let your heart feel crushed. I'm pretty sure he had to work up the nerve to tell you, because like you say, the feeling is mutual. Y'all starting to feel each other a little bit deeper. So, bruh, know he got to put this on the line and run the risk of you running off. Now, you want to know, do you put the brakes on this growing relationship and try to remain platonic, or do I follow your heart and take all the necessary precautions if we become intimate? I don't know. It's on you. You know, it's not a death sentence anymore.
Right.
You know, they have medications that people are living long, healthy lives. I mean, you know, long, I guess that's the word for it. I'm not trying to be funny at all. Long lives with this. I have friends who have it and are doing really, really great, and you don't know it unless they tell you. But the line, by the way, I have herpes, but I failed to tell him about it because Valtrex has ended my outbreaks. Mm. You still have herpes, though. You do know that, right? I'm trying so hard. I'm tiptoeing around this letter. Y'all have to excuse me. I can't say what I really want to say. I'm going to go to commercial break and talk to God and see if I can say what I really want to say, if it'll be cool. We'll know what the answer to that prayer was when we come back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, you don't want to miss Bad Acting Theater with the Chapmans. But right now, come on, Steve, part two of your response to today's strawberry letter.
All right. I've tried to find a way to deal with this the way that I am as a person. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very serious subject.
Very.
We all understand that. Nothing funny about herpes or HIV. Nothing funny at all. But this is a unique situation. Mm-hmm. This woman's falling for this guy after 3 months. They've been talking, they have a strong physical attraction for each other, doing a discussion about herbal supplements and prescription drugs. He revealed that he's had no choice to take prescription drugs because he's HIV positive. My heart felt crushed. Do I put the brakes on this growing relationship and try to remain platonic friends? Or do I follow my heart and take all the necessary precautions if we become intimate? By the way, I have herpes, but failed to tell him about that because Valtrex has ended my outbreaks. Well, thank you, Miss Coward. Well, Miss Coward, you're right. But you seem like a person that you wrote in. You got a problem. You know, both of you, this could be a blessing for both of you, in all honesty. Mm-hmm. You know, God works in mysterious ways. You have to pray about it and find out. This could be the man for you, and you could be the woman for him. Mm-hmm. Both of you all have a situation that you have to deal with. It's not life-ending. It's a problem, though, and it can be dealt with. And you might gonna have a great relationship with this great man. This, because he's HIV doesn't make him not be a great man.
Right.
You've known this man for some time. Now he's turned out to be a great guy. You obviously have turned out to be a great woman. You just scared to tell him. Because you don't know when to say it. Now, I create a couple ways you could have said it to him. You know, you can find love on with some common ground. Both of you could probably use a little love right now. Mm-hmm. So go on and see what it's about. But you got to be honest with him. You know, you had a moment right there. All you had to do was let it go.
Yeah. All right, Steve, we got to go. You know that. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Thank you to everyone who joined me at the Strawberry Letter Live After Show on Facebook yesterday. Always appreciate your participation. Thank you, thank you. Switching gears now. What was supposed to be a goodwill visit by UCLA's basketball team to China. Oh, this story, Lord, yes it is. Has instead become an international incident as 3 players have been arrested by authorities after being accused of shoplifting sunglasses at Louis Vuitton.
You're kidding me.
No. Please. The store is right next door to their hotel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The 3 involved are freshman Cody Riley, Jalen Hill, and LiAngelo Ball. Of course, he's the brother of Los Angeles Lakers rookie and former UCLA star himself, Lonzo Ball. Now, according to reports, police came to the hotel in the city of Hangzhou, where the team was staying to apprehend the players. The father of LiAngelo is the outspoken basketball dad of LeVar Ball. You know, he said his son will be fine. I certainly hope that is the truth. The 3 players will not play in the game on Saturday against Georgia Tech in Shanghai. They remain at their luxury hotel in Hangzhou while the legal process plays out. Some say this legal process could stretch out for months, and also convictions are a near certainty in Chinese courts.
That's not the place you shoplift.
No, really.
It's not. Chinese jail is not cool.
If these kids did this, this will be one of the dumbest things you've ever done.
Yeah.
First of all, committing any crime outside of the United States and you're visiting as a foreigner, you've got to be kidding me. You can ask anybody who's ever, have you ever seen Locked Up Abroad?
That's a crazy show, man.
Once you get in that system, dog, it ain't nothing for you. You sitting up in a prison somewhere. I hope that this is not true for these kids.
I do too, Steve.
I hope they have a surveillance camera that, you know, sets them free. But right now, it's just not good at all.
No, it's America not. And the president's in China. You know,
he didn't even go over there.
I mean, I know.
But what is Trump going to do, really? He can't go over there.
No, the embassy knows, though. United States embassy, they are aware of what's going on with these ball players.
Sign. He got like 2 years. They just got him out.
Bruh, you don't go over there doing stuff like that. They don't play.
They're not American. They don't play.
No.
They laws are very different.
It's very different
and
over there.
Still didn't get you 20 years. Yeah, I think this, what would you say? It can go up to 10 years if they're convicted.
And let me tell you something. And they're going to give you some time to make an example of you in case anybody else thinking about coming over taking from us. They don't play over there, man.
Crime very low over there.
I really hope they didn't do this, because that is,
I really
like
did
you
too.
Said, Steve, that is the stupidest thing.
Now, what LeVar Ball daddy need to do?
Is shut up.
But he need to get his ass on a plane, mm-hmm. go see about his boy.
Right.
That's he's serious here. Business what
yeah,
he needs to do.
Yeah, he's over there, isn't he? Yeah, he's over there. He and his
stop
wife.
And talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, he need to go see his son.
Well, it ain't nothing for him to be talking about.
How many guys?
You got
to
get your boy.
That much though. His lawyers Man. Have talked to him. I don't think he's as vocal as you know he.
No, because
he, his reputation on this.
Piss them people
no.
off.
Mm-mm. No, he's not.
Yeah, the wrong line is it ain't.
I hope
deal.
It works out for these kids, and then I hope it becomes a very valuable teaching lesson. For
yes,
them.
Yes.
If they did, or if they even looked suspicious, mm-hmm. it's a certain way you have to behave abroad, man.
Absolutely.
This is not the United States with all these broad sweeping freedoms and a man is innocent till proven guilty. Over there is different. We caught you, your ass is guilty. Ain't no if you proven. Yep. They no one has this a man is innocent till proven guilty except here. Mm-hmm. If we see you on tape, tag you it.
There was a movie on this, y'all know that, don't you?
Yeah,
there's
several.
Yeah, well, there's a TV show, Locked Up Abroad. Mm-hmm. That's on every week.
It don't work out for nobody.
Yeah. Vince Vaughn then was just playing around and rode off on somebody's bicycle, just playing around. Mm-hmm. The dude was over there 10 years after that. That was a crime. Yeah. It was a rap.
Yeah.
You cannot play over there.
Yeah.
This is a reality check.
Yeah, it is.
For sure.
It really is.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time, as promised. It's Friday, so it must be time for the Chapmans.
Yes!
Y'all got your scripts.
All right, what's up, everybody? Yep, I'm just as shocked as you are, but be that as it may, we made it to episode 4 of season 2. But who's counting? Surely not me. Let me have it.
Okay.
Let me have it.
All right. Okay. Look, what? Seriously? One more damn Shirley joke. Just one more damn Shirley joke. And I can surely tell you that I will surely not be part of this moving forward.
Okay. But you did 3 Shirley jokes, and that means you get 3 rim shots.
Really?
Man, what, really? Stop. Just stop, man. What's wrong with you? Now, I'm going to tell you something. I got sick of this.
You get a rim shot. Okay. Let's welcome everyone to this week's episode of Steve Harvey's Bad Acting Theater. Starring me, Shirley, they make me read this vomit, Strawberry. Carla, I don't care if you ain't up. I'm calling you anyway, Farrell. Amen to that.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Junior, they never let me talk, so shut up, Junior. And nephew, I'm the only person on this show that's in a hit stage play, Mama's Boy, Tommy. But the writer, he be hating J. Anthony Brown, didn't give him one line. Not one line. And last but never, ever, ever least, Steve, I have a lot of shows on TV right now. Harvey.
I sure do.
You get another rim shot.
Oh, God.
All right. Let's get into this week's episode of The Chapmans. Tommy, who plays Chester, which was supposed to be George Wallace, who also plays Officer Touchett, didn't.
Touch what?
I can tell you what he didn't touch last week. The script.
Because
the writer, he be hating J. Anthony Brown, didn't give Touchett, who's played by Tommy, any lines. Not one.
Yeah.
So let's look in on this week's episode and find out what really happened to KK, because if you remember, this was the last thing we heard.
But the big news is your nephew, Chester, has gone vegan.
Vegan?
KK! KK! KK? Well, I guess a signal dropped.
All right, let's pick it up and find out what really happened to KK while she was on the phone talking to Earl, because it sounds like she's dead to me.
Oh. Okay, now you can go, but make sure you keep these bandages on your head, because you could have some reaction from this accident, all right?
I'm okay. It's just the news of my nephew being a vegan was such a shock. I lost control of my 1971 Ford Pinto and I ran into the telephone pole. Earl, did you say vegan? Vegan? Well, he didn't get that from my side of the family.
And the show didn't get it from mine either. Now, for the life of me, I don't know what would make that boy hanging out around all this meat go vegan. It's just a lifestyle. I don't understand this.
Oh, well, I hope you put him out.
Oh, you damn right.
You can't stand for that. Now, can you help me with this officer touch it problem? Because he's on my back like some cheap hair extensions.
God. Wow, she survived all those sound effects? That's radio. Let's cut to the Chapman's home, where Junior is talking to his brother Chester, who was put out by his father, Earl.
Look, man, I don't think it's a bold statement to come out and say, you don't eat meat.
No.
No,
it's
that's
cool.
Wrong. You read it wrong, man. Look, man, I think it's...
Is this bad acting or not?
Yeah, it is bad acting. Yeah,
but this, this ain't bad. It's bad acting, not bad reading.
Little mother. Reread
it again. Oh, was you just about to cut me over the line?
Start over. Do it again. Okay. Yeah.
Look, man, I don't think it's a bold
statement. No.
Boy,
no,
where
no,
do
no.
you see don't at?
Oh, sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Look, man, I think it's a bold statement to come out and say you don't eat meat.
No, it's cool. If Dad doesn't accept my vegan lifestyle, then you know what? I don't have to accept, you know, I don't have to have him accept my meat-eating father. I ain't got to accept him. As far as I'm concerned, I don't have a dad. I sure as hell wouldn't want one that don't accept my lifestyle or my friend Ramon. You know what? I didn't choose this lifestyle. I was born this way. I was just hiding who I was, trying to make other people happy by eating meat. You know what? Damn it. I feel to say it. I'm a vegan. That's right. I'm a vegan. Oh, that feels so good to say. Come on, Ramon. Let's go.
Well, look at the bright side.
What's that?
When you leave, you don't have to pack meat too soon.
Way too soon. Too soon. Way too soon.
Too soon, ain't it? How about this? Arby's, we got the meat. I want my brother back. I want my brother back, brother back, brother back, brother back, brother back, brother back. Still too soon.
Still too soon. You don't know the tune of the damn song. That's the problem.
Tune in
we need rehearsal.
He's gonna quit.
This is all he's gone
gonna
to
quit,
hell.
Y'all. He's
hey,
gonna quit.
Hey, time. Don't.
He's gonna quit. No,
we need rehearsal.
We got a bigger problem.
I can't work under these conditions. I can't.
Well, you can leave.
Bye. Listen, coming up at the top of the hour, people are
you
still...
You and mama's boy, you the authority now?
Yeah.
Coming up at the top of the hour, people are still talking about the woman who found out in mid-fight that her husband has been cheating on her. Mid-flight, I should say. Well, it turned
you
into a
fight. You
can't read
either.
It turned into a fight. I'll tell you that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A woman, you guys hear about this story? This was crazy right here. A woman called...
Shirley, before you do that, I have a special announcement to make.
Oh, you do? Let's go ahead. It's your
everybody,
show.
Everybody, go to the brand new, exciting SteveHarvey.com. Go there right now. It's an all new site. SteveHarvey.com. Brand new. Everything on it is new. Incredible. It's totally changed. It's like you've never seen it before. Everybody go to SteveHarvey.com. You ain't been in a while, have you, Shirley?
No, I haven't.
You quit going because you thought of that old dry ass site. It done changed now.
Anything you want to know about Steve, go to SteveHarvey.com. Right?
Boy, you can know about a whole lot of
about
stuff.
Everything about what you do?
It's new and exciting. It's nothing like it was.
Okay. Website launch.
I'm pulling
this is
you
nice,
up.
Steve.
I'm pulling you up, big dog.
Go get it. I want everybody out there. As a matter of fact, shut it down.
Shut it down.
Go to SteveHarvey.com. Everything that is lifestyle, everything you want to know about is on there.
Hey, you got a section called lifestyle.
Boy, didn't I just say that? Inspiration. Now go ahead, Shirley. Yes. Everybody go to steveharvey.com. Now go ahead, Shirley.
All right, thank you. I was on the website. All right, you guys heard about this story. A woman caused a Qatar Airways flight to be diverted after she found out mid-flight that her husband had been cheating on her. Now, while on the flight from Qatar, they were going to Bali. The woman, the wife, decided to scroll through her husband's cell phone while he slept. Mm-hmm. She found evidence, that he had been cheating on her. The woman, who had had a couple of drinks, immediately woke her husband up. She went crazy. Now, how we heard it was that he was asleep. She took his thumbprint, because he had a new phone, put it on the phone, opened up the phone. That's how she found out. The woman went crazy. She was screaming at him. She was screaming at the flight attendants. They tried to calm her down. When the situation got out of control, the pilot was forced to divert the flight to India so that the couple and their young son could get off the flight.
She was whooping his ass.
She raised some hell. When you divert a flight.
Emergency
landing.
And she had had a couple of drinks, too. What?
I think the drinks really factor in here. It's the fact when she saw something.
Oh.
Yeah, they may have sobered her up.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah, this.
Oh, you know what she saw.
That's not the way you want to find out. Not in mid-flight.
Hold on, let's go to the export. What did she see, Tom?
A big, gigantic ass on that man's phone.
That wasn't hers?
Which was not hers.
Which was not her ass.
Not hers. I tell y'all all the time.
That ate up all his memory. Yeah.
It's the only picture in the phone.
What if I told y'all over and over? When you're taking a nap, you're going to sleep, tape them thumbs up. Tape these fingers up. You cannot
cut your
leave
thumbs
this
off.
Yes.
Try it now.
You can't leave this exposed like that.
No,
come
you
on,
can't
man.
Leave yourself open like that.
Nobody
man.
Cutting
get
their
some duct
thumbs
tape,
off.
Man. Tape your fingers up.
Do you want these thumbs or do you want your marriage?
There you go.
Put them in first class. You sit back and coach. Yeah. That's a simple way. Ain't
that's
that fair?
That's a good way to do it, right?
Well, I like
not
that.
Not going to work.
Especially if the wife is
it's not.
Don't put her next to you.
You should get. We can't be on the same row.
Yeah.
Jay.
Yes.
Have you ever been caught cheating?
Mm. Oh, my God.
What? Jay.
What? Caught cheating.
Okay, Steve, you
now
answer.
Now we'll advance the part of the Steve Harvey Show.
No, uh-oh.
Due to time.
We like it right here, as you say.
We
like it right here, as you say, Jay. Right here.
Right here.
I had a girlfriend call.
I need an answer, but okay, come on, Steve.
Come on, Steve.
I had a girlfriend call another girlfriend house mm-hmm. while I was sitting at. This was before cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
This girl called this other girl I was seeing her house. She got up off the couch and went around the corner and talked for about 30 minutes. Mm. Then came back and said, Sheila want to talk to you.
Uh-oh. Oh,
and I went, you know, that threw me because Sheila wants to talk to me. Sheila, first of all, you can't know nothing about Sheila. And so she said, Sheila wants to talk to you. Mm. And she got the phone in her hand.
Wow.
She done pulled it around the corner.
Wow.
And she hands it to me. She said, Sheila want to talk to you.
You
I said, Sheila.
Phone.
She said, you know who Sheila is. She wants to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Got what I said?
What?
Tell her I ain't here. Yeah.
That's my dog.
This is when you're 18.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you don't have no.
Yeah.
My only thing I had was, and I'm sure she heard me because she wasn't covering the phone.
Right.
I said, tell her I ain't here. And just to make sure I ain't here, uh-huh. I got up. And walked out.
And left.
Bet you I ain't here now.
I would love to hear one of Jay's stories too, Steve.
Oh, no.
But I want you to tell it, Steve, not Jay. Because he's not going to tell the truth. We got to go. We'll have more foolishness. We're going to stop down right now for a minute to talk to our good friends at sugarbash.com, the lifestyle website for women.
Hey, ladies, I got a treat for you. Me and Shirley been involved with this. I want you to check this out. So Shirley got something for you. Shirley, look, we know you're the curator for Sugar Bash, spokesperson, you know. So tell us what's been happening with Sugar Bash and the subscription box service.
Well, Steve, Sugar Bash is a women's lifestyle brand, okay? We launched our Faves and Raves subscription service 2 years ago, and we have been growing very quickly ever since.
All right, can you tell us a little bit more about the service, what they provide?
Of course I can. Our boxes are theme-based,
So we plan ahead. We figure out what themes our members are craving. Then I pick the products and brands and that we know that our members love. And finally, surprise them with a new shipment every month.
Okay. So what you got for us today?
Well, I have something very special. It's like a trial offer for our listeners. You can try Sugar Bash for a one-time single purchase. New members will get 10 products. That's right, 10 products in each lifestyle category. You'll get jewelry, skincare, makeup, and home products all in the fall edition box. Use the promo code RADIO and get $10 off your one-time box. Simply go to sugarbash.com. That is sugarbash.com. And don't forget to use the promo code RADIO for $10 off your fall edition box.
So, ladies, listen up. Go to sugarbash.com and order your box today. It is so fly.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tyrese claimed that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith have given him a whopping, this is a lot of money, people, $5 million to help pay his mounting legal bills in his child custody case. But sources close to the Hollywood power couple say that it's just not true. Reports from TMZ say that even though Will and Jada have been friends with Tyrese for years and years, they have not given him any money and are extremely worried he's having a breakdown.
Wow. And first of all, let me say this right here. Let me stop everybody. From a man who has been in child custody, from a man who knows what divorce costs, you don't have $5 million worth of bills for that. You just ain't. I'm sorry, dog.
Something else going on.
Dog, $5 million?
Well, the child custody
bill? You can't get that far behind.
And be walking around.
Not free. No, the laws have changed for deadbeat dads. The laws have changed for deadbeat dads. And Tyrese is not a deadbeat dad. Not by a long shot.
Right.
So you can stop saying that about the man. He's not a deadbeat dad.
Mm.
So what's really going on?
I have no idea, but you ain't $5 million back on child.
In legal fees?
And not walking, doing Fast and Furious.
And legal fees.
No.
First of all, no lawyer keeps lawyering and you $5 million back.
No, what?
Dog?
No, lawyer.
No lawyer keeps lawyering.
$5 million. They give you $5 million in the hole.
Do
I'm still short of court.
Say, man, I can't lawyer no more.
Now you can get about $300,000 right. back.
Watch how the lawyer changes.
And then we need you gonna get some phone calls. I know the number. It's about $300,000. And then them lawyers start going, hey.
I think something's wrong with him, man.
So
I think he's having a breakdown.
Have you tried to talk to him, Steve?
He's my boy. We good friends. I've only reached out once. Tyrese is a good brother. I don't know what happened. I'm gonna talk with my young soldier.
Right. Yeah.
He gonna be all right though. You know, the thing about The Rock, I didn't understand that.
How you gonna be in a movie with The Rock?
You think the cause is too fast?
In a movie, get the money. Yeah.
What, stupid? What? Huh?
Do you think the cause is too fast? You know, sometimes you drive a car too fast to do something to your brain.
It makes him nauseous?
Wow.
Yeah. Could it be the cause too fast?
Wow.
I can't believe you said that.
Wow.
Do I think the cause is too fast?
As Tommy said, do you think he
can't do Fast and Furious 49 because the cause is too fast?
Woo.
How ignorant
is this show?
It's too much.
How you not be in a movie with The Rock? Just do the movie. Yeah.
There's some other issues going on.
Yeah.
Just thank God you wasn't in Baywatch with The Rock. That's what you should be thankful
for. That flopped right there.
Oh, yeah.
That flopped.
It was a mess, huh, Jay?
It was a mess.
It was a mess.
It drowned, for real. Well, it drowned.
He's pretty to look at.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Tyrese is such a good brother, man. He is just
such a good brother. Go get some help. If you need help, go get help.
You know, man, we just got to be still for a minute. I don't think nothing's wrong with Tyrese at all, man. I just think that he's a young guy. I think he's in love with social media. We got to fall out of love with that. Everybody ain't got to know everything. Some of this stuff we got to handle on our own. All of our life don't need to be public. We just got to stop thinking. First of all, Dr. Phil taught me something very important. You wouldn't worry about how much people thought about you if you knew how seldom they did. Mm. Stop thinking everybody care, because they don't. They really don't.
Do you have Will and Jada number?
We
I'm not telling you nothing.
We gotta go. Coming up, back-to-back jams.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Veterans Day is tomorrow, guys.
That's right.
Yeah, we are observing this holiday all this weekend. Carla, of course, your husband Tosh is a veteran.
Yes, he is. And my husband served in the Army. So, yes, happy Veterans Day, baby. Love you.
Thank you, guys. I went to Vietnam twice, two tours of duty.
Oh, did you?
Did you?
He a damn lie. His ass, and he was with me.
What?
What, on
tour? You went to Vietnam, what?
Twice.
I didn't know that, Jay.
A lot of people.
He ain't been to no damn Vietnam. It was doing comedy.
I don't talk about it.
The war was over.
But you think he would say that, Steve?
He did what I
did. And not really have done it? You think he would just lie like that?
Lie about that? Yeah. On this day?
About that.
He's our very own Donald Trump.
Fake news
and ain't go far.
Well, anyway, this is the holiday that we recognize and honor all past and present
Shouts
military.
Out.
Yes, sir. That deserves a round of applause.
Yes, it does.
Right
yes, yes,
my brother-in-law,
does.
James House, my buddy, my best friend, Smoke. They went to Nam.
So today we're going to honor all of those men and women for their patriotism and their willingness to serve, put their lives on the line, sacrifice for the common good of our country.
And they're George Wallace's mama, World War II, she was a tank. We salute you.
There are over 20 million veterans living in the United States, and this holiday is for them. Thank you so much for your service.
His mama was a tank
Jay.
In World War II.
No. really? Really? Okay, Tommy, you have your foundation, Miles of Giving.
Miles of Giving, that's right. We give back to wounded veterans this December 14th, Thursday night in Houston, House of Blues. It's going down as Miles of Giving presents a Christmas holiday celebration for the heroes. I give back to a wounded veteran every month, and I got a lot of vets coming out, and the one and only Johnny Gill is going to be my entertainment that night at the House of
All
Blues.
Right. Oh,
that's
awesome,
right.
Man.
Tommy.
That's Tommy putting on his first gala.
How much are tickets,
y'all?
Tommy?
How much are the tickets?
Can I get a ticket?
$50, Jay.
I'm going to buy two tickets, and you give them to somebody there.
I love it. My title sponsor don't know he my title sponsor yet.
The one that's real quiet?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's why I'm quiet. But I'm going to tell him later he my title sponsor. Whoo, could Johnny cost? God, dog, I need some help over here.
Wait a minute. I wasn't paying attention. Title sponsor for what?
Tommy's Christmas event.
Tell him again, Tommy.
Okay, here we go.
How you throw some a month out?
The point is, you're the title sponsor.
You're the title.
Do your part, on.
No, as a title sponsor, that's my first question. Who's going to be there to know I'm the title sponsor?
I take pictures for you and see. Your name will be everywhere. Don't worry about it.
You always take pictures. And stop sending me selfies, man. That's another thing, Tommy, I want to talk to you about.
What did I just say?
Tommy, I just want
right
to talk
now,
to you about
right now, we've
been
this. To have this discussion?
No, I think we should. 30 seconds. Tommy. Stop yes. thinking you attractive. Listen to me. Take a selfie and stare at it.
Why do my
And you'll stop sending this stuff out, man, like you cute.
But why do
I don't like when you give me selfies, man. You don't know how to do them. You got the right angle to take it from. You need to buy that thing to go around your camera with the lights on it.
Selfie stick.
Because you got to back your camera up, man. Your face be too close in your selfies.
Like we get all of them, don't we?
Wait a minute.
Your head look huge, man. Your head look like a Volkswagen.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, the stars and celebrities in Hollywood, of course, make it a point to stop by your daytime show. Comedian J.B. Smoove was on your talk show yesterday to promote his new book. It's funny, Steve. He is funny.
Oh, my God.
He is funny.
Somebody needs to stand around him with a stun gun to bring him down.
I like him like that.
He on a natural high.
I really think he's funny, so funny. Yeah, he's really funny.
I like him like that, man.
Yeah, he was a fool. He really was.
Yeah, his new book is called The Book of Leon, Good Bad Advice from Leon of Curb Your Enthusiasm, the show he's on. Anyway, take a listen.
All right, these are my rapid-fire questions
that
I ask people when they come on the show. So I'm going to just ask you a series of questions. First thing come to your mind. Describe yourself in three words.
I am confident.
Are you a morning or a night person?
Oh, man. I am a night owl. I love the nighttime, man. I love the darkness. I love darkness, man, and walking around and smoking clubs and hanging out at nighttime. My skin looks good at nighttime. My skin looks good and radiant at nighttime.
What's the first thing you do when you get up in the morning?
Woo, kiss my wife. I roll over, give her a kiss. I ain't finished. Kiss my finger and smack on the booty. I'm good. I let her know I'm here and know I still care, you know what I mean? Because a lady need to know you always find her sexy all the time. So you give her a little kiss, out. You get up and you move about your day. Then you get some damn cereal. Whatever kind of cereal you love, cereal. So cereal second.
He's funny.
Man.
He's stupid.
I love JB.
JB, smooth.
Yeah.
He's been in the game a long time.
Uh-huh.
All right, JB Smooth, so crazy. Make sure you set your DVR and watch Steve's talk show today, all right? And every day, for that matter. Right,
42.
Steve?
42. Ain't that right, 42?
Every day.
Who's 42? Oh, Jay, you wasn't here.
Oh,
dog.
No, I didn't hear.
Hey, man. Oh, Jay, you. Oh, we got time. Jay, you
were off yesterday.
Yep. Do you know who you sit next to?
Forbes.
Forbes magazine came out with their highest paid TV talk shows hosts. It was Dr. Phil, Ellen, Ryan Seacrest,
right.
Judge Judy.
Uh-huh.
That's four.
Right.
Number five. Take a wild guess.
My dog.
Yeah, your dog, baby.
But,
dog.
But hold on. Wait, no, wait a minute. Oh, no, Jay.
Hold on.
Your dog.
It ain't just that.
That is number five.
Listen to the number. Then do that.
What's the number?
42 million. This year.
I haven't seen my grown ass kids since I went home. My oldest boy is 42, but I ain't seen him, Steve.
You're not going to do this. Some meltdown. You're not going to do this.
Man.
I love it.
Jay, big dog, brought in.
And this just one
on two
show,
television shows.
That's why y'all call him 42, huh?
42 on 42. Two.
Yeah.
We ain't got to live Big Shot money.
Man.
We ain't got to radio show money.
Here's how I'm looking at it like this. I'm not gonna ever ask him for a damn thing, but he needs to know. If he see me really doing bad, you need to step in now.
That's what I'm saying, Jay.
And I want you to sit there and let it just go all the way down.
Jay, I ain't going to let you crumble, bro.
I ain't going to ask for nothing. Yeah. I've never asked him for nothing. If he see it.
I'm with you, Jay.
I think he will, Jay. I really do.
That's all
I'm
saying.
Not asking
none
for
none
nothing.
Of us have asked him for it. Steve, you can say that. Steve, you can say that, right? We've never asked you for anything.
Tommy here.
Well, he's your nephew.
Everybody but Tommy.
He's your nephew. That's different.
You know, he don't want to play money, car money, my apartment, my house.
I didn't use all
He went out there and bought a Hummer, took my credit down there.
Took your credit.
A Hummer in
he
L.A.
Co-signed?
No, he said I co-signed.
Oh my God.
Bought
I had
the
that
Hummer
about 2 weeks.
That was smart.
I had the people come pick the Hummer up at the radio station. It's a true story.
Oh yeah, I remember that day.
They done stole my truck. Now,
Dang stole.
Ain't nobody stole nothing.
Steve,
they picked
I remember
it up.
That day.
Your name just on
he
it.
He had your name on it.
Oh,
all over
was on everything. I wasn't even on the insurance. He was on everything.
Tommy has changed. Tommy used to be real trifling. He's changed.
Yeah. It's the play. Since he's been in the play. It's
wow. So he just started in September, Jay.
He's been good. So he's been good.
That was not a shot.
9 months.
Speak on it, Jay. Speak on it.
Oh, you made that half court.
That was not a shot, man.
It show seemed like it.
Pa-ting. Nailed it.
That was not a shot.
Yeah, okay, what was it then?
I'm too new to be shooting people over here.
Hey, dog.
You shot him, though.
You shot it. If you was a globetrotter, you shot that from half court. Made it.
So we not trying to borrow no money at all. Not asking you for no money. I sure see a Christmas bonus in the future.
Hey, man, but you know, man, if you go to steveharvey.com, you can see a whole lot more.
Forget that.
Because I don't know what the hell. I don't know what the hell you see Christmas bonus in that for. I really don't. Seeing as how you ain't on the talk show or Family Feud, which is clearly what they listed. Now, how your ass see a Christmas bonus in that?
Well, let me.
I see SteveHarvey.com, the new website to go to and find out everything that is. And you can go straight from SteveHarvey.com to SteveHarveyFM.com, which now connects you back to what, Tommy? Your radio world.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Like you said, F me. I ain't know what you said.
Ladies and gentlemen, matter of fact, let's get on out of here. It's time to go on to the house. Have yourself a great weekend, everybody. God bless you. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. It's a magnificent thing.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.